It's all about them. I watch them take off on their own trajectories. Sit quietly for the most part and observe the goings on. I am the invisible woman. Later, there will be a return home, the putting of the children to bed, and the picking up around the house. I prepare for bed, take off my clothes, and see a brown girl. The beginnings of very fine lines show one who smiles a lot. The history of three pregnancies is written in stretch marks, a long scar, and skin like a deflated balloon. This is my life, a supporting player, not the star. The woman on stage, the one who works the audience, is a persona. She is another face that is dredged to the surface with effort and leaves me exhausted. Being invisible is comfortable. It's calm, quiet, strong, all good. But apparently, she is an illusion. In that moment, in this moment on stage, the insides are broadcast, and later, you will know that underneath, something stirs. There is an other. Passionate and lively, confident in body and voice, who wants more from life than the invisible one, the calm one, who believes that life is good just the way it is. There is a fissure here. Hairline cracks in a perfect life.
Baking bread and drinking chocolate.
others hoping the vanilla girl will come back, regretting how she had dismissed her so summarily. We close the book. We close the book. We close the book. We close the book. There will be no decisions today.